Recent heavy rains across Sri Lanka have caused flooding and landslides that have left scores of people dead and tens of thousands of people homeless. While government ministers in charge of disaster management were quick to go to the flood-hit areas, there is growing concern about the government's ability to cope with the crisis. Estimates say more than 1 million people have been affected by the flooding, with the worst affected areas in the east of the country, an area that had already been devastated by long years of war and by the tsunami of 2004. Although the death toll so far is only a fraction of that which the tsunami caused, the destruction of agricultural lands, infrastructure damage, and loss of livelihoods is much higher. The government has dealt with the immediate aftermath of the disaster by deploying security forces personnel who have been supported by local-level government structures in place, working closely with local and international NGOs and communities living in adjacent villages and towns. Director of the National Peace Council of Sri Lanka, Jehan Pereira, says such cooperation needs to be strengthened. While the government in recent years has been increasingly reluctant to engage with civil society and international NGOs.
The Sri Lankan government has been following a very restrictive policy towards NGOs and humanitarian organizations. It is regulating them, it is controlling them, it has been weakening them, saying that they are not necessary, that they are an infringement on the country's sovereignty, that they are a danger, a national security threat. NGOs, humanitarian organizations have been brought under the Ministry of Defense, for instance, in Sri Lanka. So because of this, I think the NGO sector and the international donors have also been adopting a little bit of a hands-off attitude, for one reason, because the NGOs don't have much funds. And secondly, because donor aid has also not been forthcoming because the government has not been welcoming such assistance. Instead, they've been viewing it with suspicion as having some ulterior foreign agenda. So now when the country really needs the money and needs the international donors, they are not around.
Besides epidemics, another major concern is the possibility of a rice shortage, which could result from the destruction of vast extents of paddy land and irrigation systems upon which many farmers are dependent for cultivation. I'm Chris Altieri.